Dreamscape presents The Tip Line by Vanessa Cuddy, narrated by Sarah Naughton. Chapter 1. I just wanted to get married. Start my life, like anyone else. I was 30, single, drinking wine every night while I swiped my way through online dating sites. I was between jobs. It sounds better when I say it that way. I was between jobs in that I had just left one and I hadn't yet found another. I was renting a cottage at the back of an estate. It was private and had its own driveway, but still. Part of the agreement was that I had to pick up the mail and the newspaper for the owner of the big house and walk it up to the porch. There was a box marked mail, just in case I forgot this one task. In case I got all the way there and was wondering what I had come for. He called it the big house. The owner did. He slapped around in slippers and met me at the door sometimes. He was in his 50s and married to a much younger woman. And I saw her leave for yoga some mornings. And sometimes I saw her milling around their large yard, her hands behind her back, looking for a project, something to start in on. Her life seemed to me to be easy and very straightforward. If you have a life like that, you cannot in good conscience complain. My two best girlfriends were well into their first pregnancies, posting photos of their stretched bellies and their husbands leaning over to kiss these bellies, or leaning back and sticking their own bellies out, pretending to be pregnant too. Beer, they wrote on themselves with marker, with an arrow pointing down. How could you not roll your eyes? They posted photos of shoes, wife shoes, husband shoes, baby shoes, in blue, in pink, pictures of nurseries, giraffes and trains and rocking chairs positioned in golden afternoon sun, cushions so deep you could imagine the plush coming up around your hips while you sat for hours and watched your child breathe. Look at that. Beautiful. I could hear their voices, see their heads shaking in unison at me while they bit their bottom lips in turn. You have to be open-minded, Virginia, not so picky. What you think is important now totally changes, and your priorities become so different. Looks don't matter, money doesn't matter. You just need someone who loves you as a person, someone who makes you happy. Yes, right. Open mind. We hardly spoke anymore, what with their
sample complete. Ready to continue?